Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue, if you are an applicant or if you need to send, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Marquita. May I ask you?
This is Alexis Berg. She's calling to schedule her first assessment. I'm going to disconnect now. Okay, Alexis?
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Hello?
All right, hello. Yes, hi again. My name is Marquita. I'm from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And may I have, first I do just need to obtain some personal information. Please note we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. And what is your first name for me?
Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S.
And your last name?
Berg, B-E-R-G.
And your date of birth?
February 26, 2003.
Thank you. And your address?
I'm sorry, give me one moment. I'm sorry, say it.
Yes, what is your address for me?
It's 512 Pembroke Ave, Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, 19050.
Thank you. And what is your phone number, Ms. Burke?
215-260-9652.
All right, thank you. I do see that you're set up for text messages and alerts. And did you have an email address that you'd like to provide at all today?
No.
All right. And one moment for me. All right, let me create a new application for you.
Okay.
One moment for me. All right, and before we begin, Ms. Berg, let me ask you, can I have the name of your primary physician?
Actually, I have been in the middle of trying to get in contact with them. I have to renew my Medicaid in the state of Pennsylvania because it's ending in the state of New Jersey soon. But I've been trying to get in contact with them.
Okay. Well, you are able to add or provide that information at the intake if you don't have that information available right now.
Yeah, I can try my best. I can't guarantee if I can, but I'll most certainly try.
Okay. One moment. All right, and before we do proceed, it's with scheduling the intake assessment. I do just have to go over some information as far as the home and community-based waiver services goes.
Okay.
Bear with me. So, yes, again today, I can help you apply for the home and community-based waiver services. These services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term support and services based on access needs. If you're an elderly adult, have a physical disability or traumatic brain injury, you may be able to receive support services in your home or in the community. Those services may include, for example, help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications. The LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach and a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participants' needs. With either program you choose, we will schedule your initial visit with our enrollment case manager. At the initial visit, we come to your home and complete a financial application for Medicaid, review your medical history, and select a managed care organization / service coordination or life provider. Managed care organizations help coordinate physical health care and long-term support and services. They will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from now on, as well as act as your personal caseworker. Managed care organizations will partner with service coordination agencies, and service coordination agencies will provide the one-on-one direct care and services recommended and approved by the managed care organization. Please keep in mind the exact services and hours you will receive are determined by your managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency. After enrollment is completed, services could include, but are not limited to, home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services. The application process could take up to 90 days. Are you still interested in proceeding?
Yes, actually, I already have an application open. I just need to schedule an appointment with a broker or with someone to come out.
Yes.
Because I had rescheduled my previous two appointments. They were supposed to come out.
Yes, and we are rescheduling that. We just have to go through this information. So, but yes, this is
okay.
For the in-home visitation assessment.
Okay.
So we do like to schedule it within 7 days. If you do have any upcoming appointments, we are able to work around that.
Okay.
Let me see what we have available. One moment. I am going to confirm the address that the assessor will come to. Again, that is 512 Penbrook Avenue, Lansdowne, PA, 19050. And I have here phone number 215-260-9652. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, for the address, we might have to change it. We just don't have to figure out where what we're going to change it to, like what address. But I'll call back. Is it possible for me to call back?
Yes,
and
right. Yes, if there is any change that is needed, you are able to give us a call back to change that or
okay.
Update that address.
All right. But for now, yes, keep it, that's correct for now.
Okay. And one moment. All right, we have an appointment as soon as tomorrow available. We have a 9 a.m. and a 1 p.m.
Is there any later dates, like maybe a week from now?
We have Monday, March the 16th at 9 a.m. We have the 17th available, 18th.
I would say the 18th. The 18th?
Okay.
Yeah, the 18th.
All right, one moment.
And what times do you have for that day?
I'm going to confirm here one moment. So on the 18th, the only available is the 9 a.m.
That's fine.
All right, so it would be from between 9 a.m. and 11.
Okay.
One moment. Let me get this scheduled in for you. One moment for me.
Okay.
And the name, J. Lynn Stinger is the assessor that will be coming out.
Okay.
So many people coming down in the streets. How many people?
Moment here. This is the
18th.
I'm just getting this scheduled in here. One moment.
Okay.
All right, so it is in the schedule. So now I just have to go over some information as far as the intake goes, and then we will be set. Again, the appointment will take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. You will receive a reminder call prior to your appointment from our outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time. The enrollment case manager will let you know of any additional information they may need. And for verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure you have some form of identification available, such as driver's license, photo ID, social security number, and any other medical information you may have, such as insurance, medical assistance card, MCO card, doctor's name, address, and fax number. We will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. And if there is anyone you would like to add as an authorized representative, have their name, address, have their name, address, and phone number available. For the case to be processed, the physician certification must be filled out by a doctor of your choice, which is an MD, DO, or OS. Please be aware that your doctor may use the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker website, which is www.paieb.com, to fill in the physician certification electronically. The FAED, which is the Functional Eligibility Determination, is needed as well. This assessment is completed by the local agent office. Once the physician certification and functional eligibility determination are received, your application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you are medically eligible, your case will be sent to the county assistance office to determine financial eligibility. And the county assistance office may require, you to provide additional documentation. At any point during the process, if you are found medically ineligible to receive services, you will receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. If you're over 60 years of age, you may also contact the Area Agency on Aging in your county to inquire about additional services. So I do thank you for speaking with me today. If you do have questions about the application, you are able to contact our call center at 1-877-550-4227. You can also check the status online at www.paieb.com. Both will ask for the Harmony ID number, also known as the case number. If you want to write down the Harmony ID number, I have that available for you.
Okay.
All right.
I have the number. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. One moment. You can create an account on the same website, which is www.paieb.com. And from that account, upload any financial or other documents needed for the case. We also support applicants with any complaints or grievances you might have during the application process. And we may be following up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. We are also creating an enrollment group for applicants who have completed the process to provide feedback to enhance or improve the application process. So if you are interested in joining, please contact our call center at 1-877-550-4227. All right, so this does conclude scheduling the intake.